Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude, a podcast for all things nerd. I am your host tonight, Sean, deep down in the Earth's core, away from all human contact during this time of quarantine. And I am joined on the Knights hotline with...
Maybe I'm just the bad guy pretending to be the good guy, Sam.
Quarter mile at a time, John.
Claustrophobic Chris.
Yeah. All right. So we have a...
We're doing catchphrases now, though, huh?
I know. I'm enjoying this.
I love how it's all a Fast and Furious reference, too. You didn't get that.
Yeah. So, for all those listening, we are touching upon the fourth installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise, simply called Fast and Furious. We also...
The 2009 cinematic masterpiece.
Oh yeah,
we will talk about that in a little bit. We have a little bit of news to talk about, and we actually have a TV show that just came out last week, right?
May 1st.
Yeah, so that was about 2 weeks.
Two weeks ago. Recent.
So, yeah. Recent. On Amazon Prime. It's called Upload. So I guess let's start there. So Chris and I watched this. Chris, I've watched two episodes. How many have you watched?
I've seen all of it.
You've watched all of it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's quick. And it
does. So this is by the same guy who did The Office and Parks and Rec.
Greg Daniels.
Yep. So, it follows a guy recently deceased and in this upload heaven area, like a digital heaven, and living out his time. And it seems like maybe he was murdered.
Yeah. So the whole it's a futuristic sci-fi dramedy, if you will, almost a satire.
I would say, like I said, I only watched the first two episodes, but it leans more towards the drama than it does the comedy.
Yeah, and we can get into that in a second. So it's basically when you in the future, everything's like smart cars and smart robots at the grocery stores and things like that. They 3D print their own food. You have to be really rich to afford your like real food, you know, grown food. Mm. And once you know, if you're coming up on your death, you have the ability to upload all of your memories and your for lack of a better term, your soul into this storage memory bank that is called it's like heaven. So you can download all your memories and things into these retirement homes, and I say that in quotes because it's kind of like what it is, or you can simply just die and cease to exist. So you can upload your memories into these things, and it's paid as you go, and throughout the whole show they make it almost like it's a Verizon or an AT&T, where it's you have these like great fantastic gold member plus plans that pay out thousands of dollars every month, and you get unlimited gig and things like that, or you can get bumped down to like 2 gigs a month, whereas if you use your 2 gigs, you're frozen until the next month until it recycles. So it creates kind of this weird black drama type atmosphere, but it's kind of, I don't know, it's just a weird digital heaven. The thing is, you get to interact with people in the real world who are still alive, right? And you can actually, you know, wear virtual suits and stuff and kind of physically be with them and feel them and things like that. It's kind of a weird weird show. It's a different, darker take on things, but it's given all the other stuff that Amazon comes up with, this is kind of right in their wheelhouse.
Right.
So the show itself is, think it's like 10 episodes, but they're kind of relatively quick. And Sean, as you said, it's about this guy who dies and gets uploaded to one of these digital heavens, quote unquote, but it's like the best one around. And then he may or may not be murdered. Yeah. And you find whether or not, you find out whether or not he was later.
Yeah.
But it's just this, it just follows, it doesn't really become a mystery until later, but it just kind of follows what life is like between the people who are still alive and the people who are uploaded into this thing. And it kind of just builds on these characters, and it shows them interacting with each other. Mm. I'll let you go with your thoughts first before I go further on mine, because I don't want to. I don't want to dissuade you if you like it.
No, so. Okay. So, yeah. So, like I said before, it leans more towards on the drama than it does the comedy. There are like the subtle hints of comedy in this show. You know, for like I said, the first two episodes is all I've watched, and I kind of feel like I'm going to continue with this show. I might actually finish it, which is like rare for this podcast to stop in the middle of a show, talk about it, and then finish it, unless it's like really good. But I was definitely expecting a little bit more of a comedy for this show than this much of a drama. It's kind of like a budding love story in the future between a dead person and a live person, as I've come to figure, where like the guy's obviously not in love with his girlfriend who paid for his spot in digital heaven, and he's falling in love with the angel.
Did you see the process into which he was uploaded?
Yeah, that's the first episode, which is like,
is it okay?
Yeah, where it's like, you're dying of a punctured lung. We can go left to go to the OR, or we can go right to the upload room. And he's like, I guess upload.
Yeah.
So like,
they just like wheel the frozen bucket of ice, ice water, just up to him. He's like, yep, that's about right. And then like zooms his head off, and then just falls right into the bucket.
So yeah, so his body's frozen, so it can be revived at a later date when he can have a new head, I guess.
But they don't
have that ability. Yeah. So it's like waiting for the future. But yeah, he was trying to. So like the big thing is he was trying to talk to his mom about something before he was uploaded. Like he kept asking for her. Then she finally showed up, and he was like, "Oh, mom!" And then got zapped. So he wanted to tell her something, but just from the first like couple episodes, you get the idea of, especially from the cigarette smoking man who is in this show.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's in this
from the X-Files. How like, oh yeah, he was developing a free heaven that can be passed on to generation, and that just pissed off like a $6 trillion industry. So yeah, no, you got murdered.
Yeah, so he just laughs and walks away.
Walks off into the golf course. No, it's a very interesting concept, and like I like where this is going. And you know, being I'm not a huge fan of The Office. Like, there's some episodes that I really liked, but being a huge fan of Parks and Rec, I have high hopes for the second season of this show. Because I mean, if it's anything like Parks and Rec, the second season is just going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, it's the same way.
Yeah, it's The Office too. The first season of The Office was just a retelling of the British show, so you know,
it's the same. It's the same thing. Once you finish it, it's the same thing from my end. There are a couple twists at the end, though, that I didn't really expect. Mm-hmm. It didn't shock me, but I didn't expect it.
Right.
And it tries to move to the comedy. It tries
Good.
But I laughed twice in this whole season.
Yeah, like I think like once so far I've laughed in the first two episodes. But it's like not, I mean, there's like smiles and stuff like that.
They try and blow their like big joke right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Before the credits actually roll. Mm-hmm. Every single episode has that one like joke beforehand, which is the same thing with Office and you know, Parks and Rec and all those other half-hour comedy shows.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them hit and some of them don't.
Yeah.
Most of them don't.
Like I said, I have high hopes for season two. If this is getting a second season, I think it is. I think it got greenlit for a second
season.
Yeah,
it did. But you can't find any happiness in it either, because at the end of the episode, you're like, it doesn't matter if these two fall in love.
Right.
They're dead. One of them's dead.
One of them's dead. So you know? She can die and join him. But I think it's true, but
somebody needs to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a consistent income. You need to pay for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Which I haven't really explained this. Like, how long do you have to pay for it until...
I'm assuming it's your bank account. Like, you set aside a bank account and you're...
Yeah, but it eventually runs out.
Unless there's a way of making money in there somehow, or like...
They haven't explained that yet.
Yeah. So. Or like, let's say you own a company and then you die... Well, you're still owner of the company because they can still go to you for decisions. So you're still producing money in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. I don't.
It's just another one of those dark shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Well, it's just another
dark show.
It's a dark comedy in a way, like Good Omens. But it's
like Good Omens. No matter what you do, the end of the world's coming.
Yeah. Hopefully season two they'll switch over to more of the comedy, because just from the world building that I've seen, there's so much promise for a comedic factor in the show. I mean, everybody's funny in their own way. It's just, you need to build off of that.
Did you meet the kid?
Yeah. The 11-year-old kid.
He should be, hopefully have more involvement. And plus his wingman or best friend.
Oh yeah,
I forget the guy's name.
Well, I haven't met him yet. They showed his in the second episode. It introduced the kid and how he was trying to talk to his best friend who's still alive.
Yeah,
and yeah,
they do him and the other guy, Luke, the older guy.
Who's
the military guy. They get more involved.
Yeah,
they could take off with those two. Yeah, it's just this season they didn't.
Right. Yeah, the military guy. He seems genuinely hilarious. Like, he can be.
He doesn't, though. That's the problem. You'll see it. It doesn't... There's just the potential there, and you see it.
Yeah, I felt a lot of potential with that character. Just, there was nothing built about him at all.
Yeah, hopefully they shake out the cobwebs on it.
Hopefully it's like Parks and Rec.
And the ratings on this one, Rotten Tomatoes says this is an 82, I think.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. But the rest of the reviews, it's like a 6.5.
Yeah.
So it's such a wishy wash.
Mm. I've seen it's basically Parks and Rec meet The Good Place.
The Good Place. Yeah, The Good Place.
Yeah. So it's like that kind of show, but needs to be funnier. I feel like The Good Place was fun.
It has to be. It can't stay this way because I can't stand the fact that after every episode, he's dead. There's nothing beneficial about this. There's no payoff in the end.
Yeah. So.
All right. Did you guys see, I think it's also Greg Daniels, this Space Force show?
I heard it. Is it out now or is it coming out soon?
There was just a trailer for it.
Okay.
It's on Netflix, I think.
With Steve Carell is in it.
And
it's got a good cast.
This seems like a bad, Twitter joke that just, why are you making a show out of that?
It's at the end of this month.
John Malkovich is in it.
On Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of this month on Netflix.
Yeah, so, I mean, that could be good. I don't know. Because it's on Netflix, I might give it a shot. I don't know.
But there's really no downside to give it a shot. I don't know if that's vote of confidence. But.
No, I just hope that John Malkovich is... Oh, wait, all right, it says what he is. He's a doctor of the Space Force and Space Force scientist and a parody of Dr. Strangelove. Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
John Malkovich, Strangelove, got it.
All right. It's
two on the nose, man.
We'll see.
If they redid that movie, could you think of anybody better for that role than John Malkovich?
Yeah, but I feel like it almost defeats the point, you know?
Yeah. But with Netflix, I have more confidence in their TV shows than I do in their movies. Like, if this was Space Force the movie, I'd feel very concerned. Like, it'd be like, okay, so it's probably going to be like a 60, like 6.5 for us, like across the board, maybe lower. But with it being a TV show, I'm like, eh, maybe I'll actually watch it. So, but yeah, so bit going off of that, so we have some news to get into. The major one that is yet to be officially announced, but everywhere has jumped on board with this, is that The Mandalorian Season 2 has cast their Boba Fett. Have you guys heard
this?
So
what?
I've heard it, but there's like
interesting newcomer is going to be Boba Fett.
Yeah.
What fresh face to the franchise?
Yeah. Well, it's Temuera Morrison, who played Jango Fett, who Boba Fett is a clone of. He just signed on for season two. All
right, so he's just going to be the clone.
Well, he's going to be Boba
I
Fett.
Can I say how much I don't care about that?
Right.
Sorry, you're not allowed.
No, I'm the same way
John,
with you, Sam.
You off anytime.
Like,
and click, no.
Why do I need Boba Fett? I got Mando. He's cooler. He actually has lines.
That is cool.
Can I throw this?
It's like hoping your dad comes home when, like, you know, your mom's already found, like, a really nice guy who's supportive and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Can I throw this to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is this too soon?
No.
So should this be, like, a season four thing?
No, because they basically teased him in that episode on Tatooine.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to blow your Boba Fett load, you got to do it early.
Why?
Just get it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Let the character grow. The first season is about him growing. The second season is either, like, him... like I guarantee you Boba Fett's going to be in, like, one episode. He's not going to be in the overall arc of this.
I have a feeling that you... as a Fett fan, along with the others, are going to be more pissed.
It doesn't always mean what you think it means. But
there are going to be more pissed that he was only in one.
No, I will
than be if he wasn't in any at all.
No, because the fact that he's in it shows that yes, he survived the Sarlacc pit, and that's all that Boba Fett fans really want.
Of course, you would answer that way.
It's true, though. It is so true. Like that's but all like, they really care
they
about.
They should have kept this a secret.
Well, it leaked. Well, Disney has yet to admit that it's fact, but literally every source other than Disney has come out and said yes, he has been hired on.
Yeah, but it's I can't the baby Yoda thing was.
Yeah, but it's not like
one of the biggest secrets we've had recently.
Yeah, but you're not paying Frank Oz to voice baby Yoda. It's tough in the time of digital like. Information that we have to keep like big secrets like that.
I just think people need to like nut up and start keeping secrets again.
I mean, that like
keep it secret, keep it safe.
But like my feeling with this is like we all knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
Like this is the most obvious move. And it's going to please people like Sean.
Yep.
So, like, just do it and then give me my show back.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if the whole arc of season two was dealing with Boba Fett either as a bad guy or as a mentor to the Mandalorian, I'd be a little upset because that's not why I'm tuning into this show. Like, make him a secondary character, make him a background character, give him maybe two or three. Like,
do what he is in the original trilogy, a guy who's just kind of there, who inexplicably everybody loves him.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Is there any other franchise where
any
character that's just random that people fall and attach to than the Star Wars franchise?
No.
Like, maybe I can see a couple Harry Potter, but nowhere near.
No, Star Wars.
The amount of characters.
That one ring race from Lord of the Rings. not all of them, that one. You know, the one that stabs Frodo. He's amazing.
The Witch King? No. I mean, I'm just happy that, like, they're like, yeah, let's get it over with. I'm happy it didn't happen in season one. I'm okay with it happening season two. I don't see him continuing with the franchise. Like I said, it's probably for an episode or two. I mean, we already got, was it Rosario Dawson being cast as Ahsoka Tano, which kind of ruined a little bit for her story arc, because you know she's dead.
Hold on. I didn't see the end of it yet.
No, I haven't seen the ending either, but Rosario Dawson was just, like a month ago, signed on as Ahsoka Tano. So I'm assuming she lives in Clone Wars. But like in Rise of Skywalker, her voice is heard with all the other dead Jedi. So she's dead then. So like I thought she died.
We truly know that she's dead.
She signed on for like Mando, right?
Yeah.
Well, like Mando takes place like right after the
Jedi
battle of Jedi.
Yeah.
And whereas the sequels, or the sequel series is like 10, 20, 30 years later.
But
so she could die in that amount of time.
I believe it's Star Wars Rebels. She does, Ahsoka Tano makes an appearance and actually fights Vader, and it's basically assumed that Vader defeats his old Padawan. Like it they don't show it happen, but it's assumed that's what happens. So
that didn't happen. Also, yeah, apparently it's a freaking cartoon. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, but it's part of canon. It is part of canon.
Yeah, but
yeah, because you can't fix that.
Oh boy.
But I mean, just going, that's like the major like big
announcement. Filming's halted on that too, right?
What?
Filming's halted
on everything.
It's wrapped.
Yeah.
Is it wrapped? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's supposed to come out later this year, right? Or is it early next year?
I think it's supposed to be November again.
Yeah. Either way, it's supposed to be on digital.
Disney Plus,
right. Speaking of digital.
Ooh.
And the lack thereof. New Mutants, August 28th.
Yeah, got a release date.
Or is this not the best movie that should be sent direct to digital?
Right?
Is this getting a digital release?
No. It's getting a theatrical release.
This is the movie.
I have to risk my life to see this.
At this point, okay, look. So this is the Instagram post from New Mutants Film. You know, at New Mutants Film. It says, "We're back," and it just has the poster with the date. They're making a farce of this in such a way that this movie's going to be a blockbuster, because everybody's going to realize this movie's been made 4 years ago and you're just getting this now.
Like, this
and
is
we're
bad.
Making fun of it.
Like, it's not the fact that it was made 4 years ago. It's like the trailer came out 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
do we have a date on that? I forget exactly when.
Yeah, he just said it. August what?
Oh, nice.
28th.
Yeah, August 28th is when New Mutants comes out.
It's a slated theatrical release, whether or not everything.
And by the way, there's a kind of open. We brought this up I think last week or the week before. So supposedly the first big film that's supposed to come out is some Russell Crowe film. It's like the first like big budget movie to get an actual like release date during this whole thing. I've never heard of it. And I don't know.
Digital or
no, theatrical. It's getting a theatrical release. It's a big budget Russell Crowe movie. I forget the name of it because that's how memorable it is.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh God, no.
We can only wish.
No, I don't want
the Gladiator sequel.
Yeah, I'd rather see that with where Zeus sends the Gladiator back.
Sean, tell me Russell Crowe was not the best part of the Mummy.
I don't even know.
Also, what was the best part of the Mummy?
Have a name?
No, it's was it Maximus?
What's this? Meridius Des. I literally just watched it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but yeah. So the failed sequel to Gladiator, for anybody who doesn't know, is after he dies, Zeus then sends him back to Earth, and he fights in like all these historical wars and stuff, like up until modern age. And Ridley Scott wrote this thing with Russell Crowe. Like
no, it's there's somebody there was just a good podcast on it, actually. But,
was there? I thought Ridley Scott wrote it.
I don't think so.
I thought, okay.
Should we move on? I have another thing of news here too.
Okay, go ahead. What's your next?
And I'm excited about this. All right, one. So remember back in 1999, there was this little shark movie,
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea. That was an actual blockbuster hit.
And then last year we got Deep Blue Sea.
And then last year we got Deep Blue Sea 2, which was it's fantastic zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh boy!
But Deep Blue Sea 3 already finished filming, and it's ready.
Who is there? Anybody famous in this one? Like Coolio, or
Nathaniel Buzelik, Emerson Brooks, Rashad Mayweather, Bren Foster. No.
you gotta have that one like hit, like celebrity from 20 plus years ago.
They don't have like a Tara Reid yet.
They don't have like anybody from like 90210 or like Melrose Place.
No.
They usually got one of those.
So, I mean, Deep Blue Sea 3. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this freaking movie. I don't know why.
Deep Blue Sea 3, Deeper Blue Sea.
I don't know what this. I think it's just. I think they're just going to do 2, 3. Ooh,
and it's rated R for bloody images.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to go.
And erotic sex scenes with the sharks.
So they haven't decided whether or not it's going to be streaming or theatrical or straight to DVD. The last one was straight to DVD, so
I can almost guarantee you it's straight to DVD.
So my thing is, I would love it if this turned into
a TV show,
the Sharknado. I don't want to say trilogy or whatever it is, but the movie franchise. I wouldn't mind if Deep Blue Sea 3. Well, if Deep Blue Sea had their own kind of 7 film series, I think it would just be fantastic. I don't know why. I just think it would be fantastic.
Sure.
But for those Deep Blue Sea fans, I don't think we're ever going to get a...
The first one was good. The second one I never watched but sucked.
The first one was $164 million.
It had a pretty good cast. It's surprisingly good cast.
It did. And we're never going to get... I forget their names. What the hell?
Who?
It's LL Cool J, right?
Yeah, he was one of them.
Yeah, he lived. And then the... it's not Aaron Eckhart, right? Is it?
No, Tom Jane.
Yeah, Tom Jane.
Tom Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could you forget?
Oh yeah, that's I'm sorry. We're not gonna get those two again.
Samuel Jackson, come on.
Yeah, but he's gone in that.
Oh yeah, the shark ate him. It was great.
It was a great death.
It's one of the greatest death scenes ever. Michael Rapaport is in it. Like, you totally forget he's in it, but he is.
Scoggs, right? Yeah,
Yeah. Dead. And then isn't
one of the Skarsgårds?
Yeah, which Skarsgård is it?
I don't know.
Stellan Skarsgård. The
Yeah, isn't he the doctor or whatever?
Yeah, he gets his arm ripped off.
Yep.
Like, it's got a pretty good cast. But
it made money. People wanted to see a shark movie.
Yeah. Well, it was unique for the time.
Well, in 1999, I don't think we really had a lot of... There aren't a lot of shark movies in the first place, but...
Yeah. Well, I feel like we've talked about this, but it's really tough to make a good shark movie.
Yeah, I think the last good one we had was The Meg, right?
If you call it good. I mean, I enjoyed it, but if you call it good.
Perspective, enjoyable movies.
Yeah. But like...
Well, like, here's the thing. It may be hard to make a great shark movie, but it's really easy to make a shark movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
because
it requires zero knowledge of how sharks work.
Yep.
And also, you, like, never actually really show it
that
much.
Sam, if you remember back to Deep Blue Sea, they do have knowledge on how sharks work. Because when he's in the cage, like, to fix the thing, and the sharks like come near and then they swim backwards, they literally are like, whoa, they can't do that. And they're like, well, you know what? Ours are smart enough so they can swim backwards. Like, that's literally a line in the movie, so I mean...
Somebody watch Shark Week.
Yeah, so they were like, see, now we can do whatever we want because they're smart sharks.
They're smart now, so, you know, their gills work differently or
exactly.
Something like that.
They just hold their breath and swim backwards.
Because you need really big brain power to hold your breath.
You want to know who else has really big brain power to hold his breath?
Oh, Lord.
Vin Diesel.
Oh, God. Before we get into that, Chris, there were so many things that was Star Wars related that you wanted to buy, and we wanted to save this for podcast. Can you go over some of these things that you really want to buy that's Star Wars? Because I'm very interested. I don't know about you guys, but I want to hear some of the outrageous things that you have found on your internet searches that you wish you could get. That's Star Wars related.
Oh, did I put the page down? Okay, so it's a BB-8 plush doll.
Well, yeah, that's boring. Come on, give us the goods.
A Cad Bane Funko Pop.
Yeah, well, you're trying to
$40.
Yeah, because it's discontinued. I want something fun though. Come on, what's the weirdest thing you found that you want?
No, I went down the Dragon Ball Z rabbit hole. That's after true. After the Star Wars one, and I think I texted you guys probably the best item that a guy could ask for who's in his 30s.
Mid-30s, mind you.
Mid-30s. Yeah. Okay. Goku Kamehameha Super Saiyan Blue poster. Not poster. 3 canvas printout that goes above your bed.
It lets the ladies know you mean business.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine that? You know, you and the wife are getting together at night.
Hey, baby, want to see me go Super Saiyan?
You just look at him, give him a wink, and just... Ah!
No, it's exactly like... You guys seen? No, none of you seen American Psycho, right?
Bits and pieces.
A long time ago.
He's just looking at the Goku poster, you know, while he's going to town.
Yeah, just
pointing
like, yeah.
Yeah. Super Saiyan.
Yeah. So my innocent Star Wars.
Yeah.
My innocent Star Wars Etsy Google search has yielded a Dragon Ball Z multi-frame. You know, poster, like, I don't know. I would love it. Wife won't let me.
No.
I mean, it sort of ruined you. Now you know you can't have it.
Yeah.
True.
I was honestly, when you described it to me, I thought it was going to be Goku shooting the Kamehameha, and, like, it went across, like, one where it was just part of the beam.
Oh, no.
And the third one was, like, the ball. But, no, yeah, it's, like, his, like, upper torso holding it and, like, ready to release. For all those who watch Dragon Ball.
Nice choice of words with release.
You're welcome. He's releasing as you release.
I have been looking at a bunch of Star Wars emblems, like the First Order symbol and all that other stuff, because I am starting to get things kind of cleaned up in my workshop, so I should be able to start the table, or at least get the table that we want to make.
Yeah, so
laid out.
Yeah, we'll be getting a new table soon, and then soon you guys can join me here deep underground.
One day we'll see each other in person.
Oh, man.
Right? All right, anyway.
It'll be like the last scene in The Dark Knight Rises, where, like, we see each other at tables, and we just, you know, smile, and we know everything's okay.
Or it can be like the last scene in the Fast and Furious 9 movie.
We haven't gotten there yet, Chris.
Don't spoil it,
man. We haven't gotten there.
Where they're all sitting on a rooftop.
Whoa!
Spoilers!
Sitting on the rooftop talking about how Paul Walker's not dead.
Wait, Paul Walker's dead?
Anyways, so yes, let's get into Fast and the Furious, which should have been, as I've stated, the number 4 ST.
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious. Not the Fast and the Furious. They dropped these and it's just Fast and Furious, but it's the fourth one, so it should be F4ST and Furious.
Or it should just be FF squared.
No, that's too complex for the people who are watching these.
I can't even tell which one. I love this franchise. I can't even tell which one this. I have to figure it out.
I know.
By the poster.
Like it took me a little bit when I was like trying to figure out which one this was.
Very helpful for iTunes to have the number in the bottom, like left hand corner.
Yes, yes, I saw that. That
did you get
very
this
nice.
On iTunes?
Oh yeah. Well, I had bought these a while back.
Yeah, but did you go through iTunes?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I, however, lucked out that it was on Sci-Fi Channel last night. And that's how I watched it.
First of all, I'd like to complain about the way they number this series. Like, there's no consistent manner by which they number this series. We get Too Fast and Too Furious, so it's like, okay, we're going with puns.
Right.
And then Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, and it's like, okay, so now we're just adding colons and then the name.
Yeah, well, it's a spin-off. It's a spin-off episode.
That's part of
it. I know it is.
It is canon.
It is canon. But, like, when you reach that point.
Movie.
I know, but when you reach the third one, you're like, oh, this is like, because it doesn't have to deal with Paul Walker, so maybe it's like a spin-off and everything. And then the fourth one comes out, and you're like, wait, so Tokyo Drift is the third in the series. But we use two in the second one, but no numbers in the third one, and then this one just doesn't have numbers as well.
And then
but
we
it's
go back to the numbers. It's with the next one,
Fast Five.
Fast Five, and then the one after that is what's the sixth one?
No,
Fate is the eighth one.
Six. Fast and Furious 6.
It's just Fast and Furious 6, so now we're back to just regular numbering.
But then we're losing words because it's just Furious 7.
Yeah, then it's Furious 7.
And then
so we're back
Fate and the
that.
Furious is the eighth one, which once again dropped the ball. It should have been F the number 8. And, like, they
actually,
don't know how to number.
Fast 5 is spelled out. It's not the actual number.
Yeah, it's not the number. It's F-I-V-E. Yeah.
It's like, make up your goddamn mind for this series.
So, Sam, since this is your bit, you could start this off. Go ahead.
So, we're now entering the second half of the Fast and Furious. It's not really numerically half, but I sort of divide it in half in this way, where it's sort of...
It's an actual change in pace. And
yeah, there's a discernible change. But can I just say, and I'm just going to jump right into this. Like, why are we still doing this stupid plot again?
Yeah, it really is like
again,
the same
we're
thing.
Doing the undercover thing with the crime people and like, oh, they need drivers. So now we got to do this. And just, like, I was really, really hoping we get into some, like, stupid shit here.
Well, Sam, first 5 minutes.
Yeah, the
first five minutes were great.
What a guy is great!
Like when the thing, the tanker's rolling at them, and Michelle Rodriguez is like, Dom, no, and he's like, punches it, and then drifts under it as it rolls over them. I'm like, oh my god, this movie's gonna be amazing if this is how it's gonna start.
For some, like, heisting shit in this one.
Yeah!
Like, following Dom's crew, and they're heisting shit. But no, we just get, like, a rehash of the first two movies.
Look, they clearly thought that driving through the tunnel at the end was the better chase scene.
Oh my god.
This was the better action scene.
This movie, okay, so I wanted to, like I said, I waited because the first three movies are just racing and stupid, and I could care less about those movies, and I'm not going to waste my time. I've seen most of them.
There are still some stupid racing.
Well, I wanted to jump into this one because I knew it was a change of pace. This is when we're getting into that, like, mindless action kind of stuff. And like I said, the first 5 minutes did not disappoint. Had my hopes up so high because of how over the top and crazy all of that was. Them trying to steal the gas tankers from the trucker. Like, that was great. The rest of the movie sucked. Horridly. Oh. I was so bored the entire time.
Moments every now and then of like what this could be.
Right, but it never got there.
What just comes to mind is that like scene at the end where like the bad guy's about to shoot Paul Walker, and then Dom comes out of the tunnel and then just like nails him with the car. Somehow his body stays together.
Yeah.
Don't know how that works, but...
Sam, it's physics. Physics kept it together.
It's physics. But it's just like, I was like, yes, this! Just give me this!
Yeah.
Don't give me dumb, like, undercover bullshit.
Yeah, like, the whole thing was just undercover bullshit and, like, stupid twists, like, oh, that was the bad guy the whole time. Ah, like, just stupid.
Here I was, being like, they'd be, like, a little bit more clever and be like, oh, we're going to do the whole, like, gender mix-up and the real bad guy is Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Gal Gadot.
But no, nope. It's just the guy who we already knew was kind of a bad guy.
Yeah.
No, and in fact, she wanted Vin Diesel. I keep calling him Vince Diesel.
Vince Diesel.
Vince is his brother's name. Or friend's name.
His name is not Vin or Diesel, frankly.
Vince Diesel could totally be a porn name.
That's true. Sam's porn name.
Okay, so, I don't know. I mean, you're right, Sean. This is the same exact movie, or maybe Sam said that.
Sam said
I don't
that, because, yeah.
Okay. But, like, do you think I'm going to care now? Like, I mean, this is the fourth movie. Like, I'm just,
I hate to tell you, but I'm pretty sure the same plot gets rehashed every movie.
Yeah, but The Rock comes in at some point. So,
yeah, like,
I mean,
when does Rock and Statham...
Who's the black guy in the second one?
Tyrese.
Yeah. Like what? Doesn't Tyrese come back too?
Not in this one. So in
as
I've explained to you guys, the Fast Five, the next one,
yeah,
is when things start to become kind of more of a serious type. They take a different tone. Tonally, they take it a little different.
Serious, I'm not so sure.
They from my recollection, they get rid of those like stupid random races in the beginning to become a driver.
Good.
And then they start coming into this like overall, this is the plan style and this is what we're going to try and do and yada, yada, yada. So Fast Five, I think is tonally, they take a change. Fast Five, I think is kind of at their peak. Like they're serious. They got some good action. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be blown away, but there's going to be some like good things in there that will kind of get your tongue wet.
I just want something that will give me hope that we're just going to leave this stupid undercover bullshit behind.
You do get rid of that. You do get rid of that, yes.
Okay, all right. Because like I've seen that movie now 3 times, and like I'm just so tired of it. It's never been good.
Well, you saw at the end of this movie, right?
Yeah, he resigns.
They break out.
Vin Diesel
from prison.
Yeah, that was like gave me hope.
So he's
like,
not.
Okay.
There's no more like undercover. What instead you get is The Rock, who's just this. I mean, he's a. I don't want to say he's a mercenary. He's like a glorified U.S. Marshal on steroids. It's just really all it is.
Yeah, I'm literally on steroids. I don't know, guys. I appreciate a lot of this movie. I appreciate, like, you know, we get Paul Walker's FBI buddies, or LAPD, whatever it is. And, you know, they're, like, all super fucking generic. And it's, like, it's very, like, it's very sweet how generic they are. I'll say that.
You're not going to get... So, the thing is, they drop a lot of this stuff in the next movies from this movie. It's like when that FBI agent chick who's like, well, we have the Nissan 240 or, you know, they have the
Asian
Honda
one?
Civic. No, in the FBI database, how he's like getting ready to do that street race. He's like, oh, there's these 3 cars that we have. And she goes, which one do you want? He goes, I want them all. They kind of get rid of all that stuff. Now it's kind of turning into, let's find fast cars. Well, who gives a shit how we get it? And then let's just show torpedoes being pushed across.
Well, let's not talk about what happens after Fast.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. I get you. This one, I don't know. This movie is I hate to say it, but it's more of another setup movie.
That's what it felt like. Yeah. It felt like we were like, okay, we just need to set up where the rest of the series is going.
Yeah, if you know there's 9 of these movies, this feels like a setup movie.
Could this
if you didn't know, it's just a solid, just action, turn your mind off movie.
Do you feel like this so could have been the second movie?
No.
Yeah.
Well...
This is the second movie.
This definitely, like, there's 100%. No reason for Too Fast, Too Furious or Tokyo Drift at this point. Like,
whoa.
I mean, for hold on, hold on.
I will say this right now. So far, Tokyo Drift, best movie in the series.
Also, Bond was
announced. You said that so exaggerated.
Oh, man.
No,
I am
100%
serious about this. Tokyo Drift, best movie.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have made it. I mean, like, from the storyline of the core characters that you deal with, there was no reason for Tokyo Drift or Too Fast, Too Furious. From the storyline point of view, you got nothing out of those two movies to continue the story along. Correct?
I got Bow Wow selling people like iPhones and shit.
No, that's no, Sean's correct. Sean's correct.
Yes.
Base storyline.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
We don't have any main character in that, but like, damn it, it's got Bow Wow in it.
I don't know what you're talking about. My boy Han, who is in this thing for like 3 seconds.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm hearing a lot of good things out of Tokyo.
Yeah,
I know that.
Wink.
That was the last one.
Oh, man.
I keep forgetting what other races they had in this movie.
I mean, there was Dom and Paul Walker.
Yeah, and then there's the
which I've totally seen because I remember seeing them go down, like Paul Walker going down those steps and through like those wooden boxes that I guess are on steps.
Well, they do, like, the same thing twice with the races, right? Like, isn't there 2 races for the same, like, the GPS races or whatever?
No, that's the one race.
Yeah, it's just one.
Yeah, they do the one race.
It's just the one race.
And then they do them smuggling across the border kind of race.
Where
it's not really a race.
That's the tunnels,
like,
right?
Yeah, with the tunnels. And then they just do the final scene where they're trying to cross the border.
I pretty much gave up on this movie when they did the big twist of who the bad guy was. I was like, I'm done.
I know. It's so like under-delivered, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the bad guy is the guy you thought was the bad guy the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
The bad guy is the worst guy who's been on screen to date. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, it's like, oh, so it's like not like, oh, like I thought like being Gal Gadot would be like, oh, she seemed like the nice one.
Yeah.
But now she's really the evil one.
You know what? There's this consistent like police officer who tries to further his career and is aggressive, too aggressive in these movies. Right? Am I wrong? Because this was. Yeah, right? Okay.
There's always that that police officer who is the stick up his ass, who doesn't get the racing world, man.
No, doesn't get the big picture.
Yeah, but he just wants to get the guy, but doesn't understand what's really going on, man.
Yeah, no, that's so they've had 3 of those in 3 movies.
Yeah.
And I think this is the last time you get that.
You know what movie didn't have that? Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift didn't have that, you're right.
Which is why it's the best movie in the series.
But they get rid of that after this movie. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, doesn't The Rock become that guy?
No. I don't know. Tonally, it's going to change. Next movie is going to change.
I hope so. I cannot wait.
It's going to change. Plus, I think this is when you start to get some of those ridiculous chases. But, you know.
Good. That's what this needs.
As they come.
I can only take so many pod races.
That tunnel scene at the end, like that whole like end scene where it's just like, just give me this. I just want this. Like, why are they racing through tunnels? Why is this tunnel for some reason a maze?
Why is there a double wide portion? Like, that doesn't really make any sense. Why wouldn't the whole thing be like that?
Did you notice that they incorporated like a foot race into this? When Paul Walker at the beginning is trying to track down Pac, would it pack?
Oh yeah.
Park.
And they're jumping over the buildings and stuff and
yeah, you don't get a lot of those other movies. Every racing, unique. All the racing is done in a car, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure all the racing is done in a car.
Why wouldn't it be? It's Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get that way anymore.
You know the part where they had, like, the hovercrafts? Are hovercrafts ever in the series? You know what? Don't tell me.
I don't want to spoil any of
it. Yeah, don't spoil the future.
You know what, John? You know what, John? Hovercraft should be in the series.
Wait, are you guys watching? We don't know if they're coming up. Have you guys watched any of the later movies?
No.
No. I specifically only watched each one as we've gone along.
Yeah, in the past,
Sean, you've seen a couple, probably.
I've seen the first three movies, like, bits and pieces, and apparently I've watched nothing after this.
All right.
Yeah, I've watched a little bit of this, because there were scenes in this movie where I was like, I remember this. I don't know how.
I can't wait to go over, like, chase scenes. Number one. Oh, boy. Top five chase scenes with you guys.
Oh, Lord.
I think you're actually, that's a good point, Sam. It's really, like, literally none of this is anything we haven't seen before.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. And you see those flashes of, like, what this series could be.
And yeah, just, but you're not...
It's just teasing you.
You also need to...
You're weird, Fast and Furious, though.
You also need to remember, it's like... There's only so much money you're gonna get for a budget. You can't have, like, spaceships flying in and picking up, you know, a Hummer and dropping it off 2 miles away.
wait, are you hinting at something that's going to happen in a future movie?
Maybe.
I know that at some point The Rock pushes a torpedo.
Oh, I can't wait for the skyscraper ones.
And that has teased me, and I was like, oh, this is going to get good. And, like, every now and then, they're like, oh, we might get there, Sam. Yeah,
it's a build-up, Sam. It's a build-up.
Isn't Ronda Rousey in one of these?
Yeah, that's the skyscraper one.
Okay. Which one's that? The seventh one?
I think that's seven. Yeah.
See, you say the skyscraper one, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, is skyscraper part of the series?
Oh, dude, skyscraper, man. Great times.
Good movie.
Oh.
Literally turn it off and turn it on again.
Where does this one stand for you then, Chris? Because I don't think you're doesn't seem like you're super keen on it either.
It's this one's bottom half, but it's probably mid right in the middle, but on the back half.
What would you say is the worst one?
If you were to grade it 1 to 10, 1 being the worst movie, 10 being your best movie.
This would be somewhere in the 6.
Okay, so it's the 6.
I think right around the 6 one, yeah.
I will give it this movie this. Of the three movies that had the same plot, this one did it the best.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Tokyo was pretty good.
Yeah, Tokyo.
No. I said the three with the same plot.
One, The Fast and the Furious?
I absolutely agree with you. Tokyo was better than those.
After all of what Sam's been saying, I'm wondering if you're just going to die on the hill that Tokyo Drift is the best in the entire franchise.
He planted his flag there. He's going to defend it as long as he possibly can.
Right.
Tokyo Drift is the Citizen Kane of the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
And I guess on that bombshell...
are we doing with that? What? Five next week?
No, I've enjoyed the every other week with this, so we'll take a week off. We'll do another con on classics next week.
Can I be completely honest with you? The skipping a week thing is, like, really, like, hurting me, because, like, I just want to keep watching these movies.
Yeah. Dude, let's just freaking bang them out.
You want to just bang them out then?
Do we want to do that? Because I'm okay if you guys want to keep spacing things out. But I will fully admit, spacing them out like this is, like, making me, like, feel like a heroin addict, where I'm, like, jokes or, like, another Fast and Furious movie.
Part of me, that reason right there makes me want to space them out. Like, the fact that we'll get that kind of reaction out of Sam, like, every week. It's like, oh, thank God, I got my fix this week.
Which is one of the reasons why I was so disappointed with this, because I was, like, jonesing after Tokyo Drift. Like, yeah, give me another hit of this, man. And it's like, right. Oh, I kind of got this.
All right, we're
Sam's at, like, Fast and Furious rehab, and, like, the Valium they give him is just, like, him looking up, like, gifts of, like, Vin Diesel smiling.
Oh, man. So, all right.
can't. I just want to know at some point what is going to be the Fast and Furious movie that you've actually watched for a second time.
Oh God,
I can't wait to ask that.
Oh
question.
Sam, well, okay, Sam, it might be Tokyo Drift.
We have to watch all of them first, and then I will think about going back and watching.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
But you can never love again for the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what's even the point, man?
So Sam, how have you been watching these movies? Like, on different streaming services? Have you been buying them, renting them?
I've been renting them usually on Amazon.
Okay.
I don't know if Fast Five is actually anywhere.
Yeah, I know. That's the issue I have. I like coming up with, but like I said, Sci-Fi was like, no, here you go, Sean. This is our gift to you, the people. So yeah, that was just like luck of the draw, because like I probably wouldn't have watched this if it wasn't on Sci-Fi Channel. Because like hell am I gonna spend $5 to rent this movie?
John, you gotta come along for the ride, man.
I will. Don't worry.
It's a hell of a ride, man.
Uninterrupted, unedited. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I hopefully I'll be able to find the fifth one. And I'll be able to watch it, but till then...
I don't think it's on HBO either.
Well, I have HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Encore, so if that helps.
Wonder if it's on Peacock. is there Peacock, by the way?
Is there a release date by that at all?
Oh, it's out now. I have it. I've been using it on my Comcast. It works awful.
Really?
It's like the best app you've ever used.
Wow.
But I blame the Comcast box, because like none of them really work well on there, but the Peacock one is absolutely the worst.
Wow.
But, look, if you want to watch Frasier with some commercials, you can watch it on there or Hulu. So.
Fast Five is on HBO.
There we go.
I might watch that tonight, then.
God. All right.
It might be a bedtime movie.
Start your engines.
Is the Harry Potter movies on Peacock?
Mm, aren't those WB?
Yeah.
They're going to be HBO Max, guy. That's next month.
Yeah. Or HBO Now? Is it HBO Now or HBO Max?
Max is the like
extended. Max is the new like, one. Okay. Yeah. I did hear Twilight Zone got greenlit for a second season for some reason.
Good for them.
I think they're just like, yeah, Jordan, just do it. We're doing shit to make money.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not even really joking. Like, I mean, I don't get CBS All Access. No. Although now I'm a paying subscriber because I forgot to cancel.
Yeah.
Now my dad really enjoys watching all that Blue Bloods.
Dude, it's what is it? It's Blue Bloods, NCIS, and Law and Order, right?
No,
Law and Order is NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? All right, no. I was gonna say those three shows are a retiree's dream.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Just throw in some like American Pickers in there too, like fucking go to town.
Oh yeah. Some Pawn Stars.
Right.
Yeah. Although I occasionally see myself watching that show, and I'm like, why can't I stop? This is a stupid show. But I just have to keep watching it. I don't know why. Although it's been a while. I haven't seen the Pawn Stars in a long time. So
wait, Scoob is digital?
Scoob is digital only. So that is a movie we are going to be talking next week.
No, we're not.
Yes.
No, we're not.
Chris, are you going to watch it?
It depends how much it is. If it's like
$20. It's $20.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a digital. Maybe. I Chris, if you say yes, I'm 100% doing it. I've already warned my wife.
I actually made my notes for the Scoob.
So we're doing it. We're making this decision now. We are watching Scoob this weekend.
I'm
talking about it next week.
Way more Scooby Doo stuff than I really care to admit in my life.
You've seen more than me. I've seen at least the TV shows and a couple movies.
Oh. Well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, so can I talk about digital release for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's all great. It was one of the like Patriots like cornerbacks I follow. I don't know, Stephon Gilmore. He tweeted like, why can't I just buy Trolls? I've already bought it four times. Like, it made me think of you, Chris. And then like Devin McCourty replied back, and he's like, yeah, I told them it doesn't work anymore.
So I do run into that scenario when because the Disney Plus app is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping the, you know, the kid home and everything. The problem is she wants to watch certain things that that I know she's seen before, but I simply just don't want to listen to. So, it, you know, Coco, no, it's a bad movie. But why? Well, it's a movie about music, but there's no actual music. Why? Because it's just a bad movie. Why? Because you can't understand half the words, nor can I.
We should get her on the podcast. I really, like, fucking put the screws to Sean.
She sings Tangled a lot, though.
Yeah, Tangled's
she
a good one.
She loves the Tangled movie.
That's a good one. Yeah. So, very quick final news here. So, in his return to glory, Josh Trank, known for Chronicle and...
I can't believe this.
Yeah, and not just Chronicle, but Fanforstic, the horrible adaptation of that comic. He just came out with a movie starring Tom Hardy called Capone, dealing with Al Capone, the final years of Al Capone, like going through, you know, his syphilis-induced final years where he just loses it.
St. Helena.
Yeah, so it was the first project that Josh Trank has done since Fanforstic, and reviews are not good.
No. Nope. I was shocked.
I'm not shocked.
Has, like, prestige release all over it.
Yeah.
So the fact that this is just getting dumped on digital now.
Yeah.
Like, seemingly out of nowhere. Like, I remember there being, not buzz, but at least, like,
a month ago, there was buzz. Like, a month ago, they were like, oh, this is coming out, and, like, I bet you didn't know about it. And then, you know, me knowing who Josh Trank is, being like, wow, he's a bad director, and, like, surprised he got work again. And then it turns out, oh, yeah, it's crap again. Like, oh, who knew?
I don't think, I saw his name on it. I had no idea. And I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is probably it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know. What was that movie, Chronicle?
Yeah, that was his, like, breakout film. And then immediately after, he had the Fantastic Four, which was horrible. He was going to do the Bounty Hunter / Boba Fett movie.
No. He was originally going to do Rogue One.
No. He was supposed to do a Bounty Hunter movie.
No, I thought he was the original director for Rogue One. Then they dropped him.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
No, he was supposed to do a Bounty Hunter movie. Because he's talked at length about how great of a movie this Bounty Hunter movie was going to be. And because of his antics behind the camera for Fantastic Four were, and, like, I guess all reports say he was an awful director, except if you listen to his point of view, then he was an amazing director.
Do we think, I wonder if The Mandalorian just killed it off too.
Well, The Mandalorian became the remnants of that Josh Trank movie.
Oh, that's what it was? For some reason, I thought Favreau went to them.
Yeah, even though Jon Favreau did everything from start to finish.
Yeah, what happened was that they started the project, the Bounty Hunter project, then it fell apart. That's when Favreau came to Disney and took over
the project. Oh, so it's not the remnants, though. Favreau came to them with the idea.
Yeah, but it came from the ashes of, you know, what
it was. They wanted to make another.
Basically, the ashes just being they wanted to make a Bounty Hunter.
Like, just like how District 9 came from the Halo movie.
So none whatsoever.
That's exactly the same. Anyway, well, guys, you know, we've had a great podcast, as always.
Can't wait to talk Fast Five.
I can't hear the music. Is the music playing?
No, the music is not playing. I didn't know you were talking us out here.
Yeah, we're going to sum it up.
The music is playing. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
Sam's gonna watch folks, Fast Five.
It's been very nice talking with you. Or talking to you, really. We're heading out. I don't know. I got nothing. I never do this, so.
Fast Five. Next
Fast
week.
Five. Maybe Den of Thieves. I don't know. I'm trying to pitch it, but... We'll see.
All right. Well, we will see everybody next time.
Bye.
See ya.